back to Sports 56 Mornings.
Isn't it a lovely morning?
On Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour brought to you by James Gattis Jewelers.
Sparkling.
Here once again, Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
Welcome back in here. Hour number two, Sports 56 Mornings on this Friday, April the 24th. Eli and Jay with you. No Greg today. We are live in the Family Leisure Studios, where they've got their hot tub and swim spa expo going on right now. It's where family and fun come together. That's Family Leisure, 2120 Witten Road, just north of I-40. I got my hot tub over there at Family Leisure, a few years ago now. Absolutely love it. Go check them out right now. You can get some great deals on those hot tubs, swim spas. Seven manufacturers all fighting for your business during the Battle of the Brands at Family Leisure. Again, 2120 Witten Road. Currently 67 degrees, expected to get up around 75 today. There is rain expected. Showers, possibly some thunderstorms this afternoon. Also tonight, some possible showers and thunderstorms. And then the weekend, once that rain moves through, looks pretty nice. Saturday and Sunday, temperatures around the 80 mark. Looks like we'll see quite a bit of sunshine. There is about a 20% chance of rain each day, but looks like it's going to be a pretty nice weekend coming up. This hour of the program is brought to you by James Gattis Jewelers. We talked some NFL draft in hour number one. Going to get back into that here in hour number two. We've got 10 in a row coming up later this hour, because in our final hour, we've got a couple of guests joining us. Kelly Stewart, sports gambling expert, you may know from social media as Kelly in Vegas. She will join us at 9:05. We're going to talk some NBA playoffs and more with her. Joe DeLeon will join us to talk NFL draft coming up at 9:30. He's normally with us at 8:30. He'll join us at 9:30 this morning to talk a little NFL draft. The Sissy's Log Cabin listener line always open and available to you at 901-360-8255, 901-360-8255. Got a text from Jason on the NFL draft. He said, Downs was an excellent pick, but it was a mistake to trade down with the Eagles because it allowed the Eagles to get Lemon, a perfect replacement for A.J. Brown. Lemon and Devontae Smith are very similar receivers whose talents complement each other extremely well. It was a good move to get the two fourth-round picks in return, which made up for losing the two fifth-round picks. Miami is my team. I was really happy with the two first-round picks, especially Proctor, as long as the GM Sullivan solidifies the wide receiver and secondary in the second, third, and fourth rounds, Miami can have an A-plus draft, which is my objective for our massive rebuild. Yeah, a lot of teams, they'll always talk about that, like trading within the division. My thing is this. Is Mekhi Lemon a really good player? I think Mekhi Lemon is good. I like him a lot. But if I can get two fourth-round picks, there's nobody that I really want at number 20, and I can get two fourth-round picks from the Eagles for them to move up there, I'm fine with that. I don't care if they're in the division or not. But yet, it is another clear sign that the Eagles are definitely trading A.J. Brown, that they go draft another wide receiver. They move up to get the wide receiver they want, which was an interesting situation because Mekhi Lemon talked about it afterwards. He was on the phone with the Steelers, who were picking at 21. The Eagles make the trade with the Cowboys, and while he's on the phone with the Steelers, the Eagles call and take him at number 20.
He actually had to use call waiting in that scenario.
He's like, excuse me, Pittsburgh, can you hold on 1 second? He clicks over, like, clicks back. Hey, Pittsburgh, sorry, I'm gone. Have fun.
I'm off the board.
I'm going a different part of Pennsylvania. I got a different part of Pennsylvania to worry about. But, no, I think, again, it's a clear, at this point, very clear that the Eagles are going to be trading A.J. Brown. Some other things from the first round. Talked earlier a lot about the top 10. I mentioned obviously how ecstatic I was that the Cowboys got Caleb Downs. We talked about Ty Simpson. The Titans. We talked about the Titans with Carnell Tate and how surprising that was and how some of my Titans friends were not very happy. Well, the Titans do at the end of the first round, when again, I think like it felt like every pick was being traded. Buffalo just kept trading down. Everybody was moving around. At one point, Mike Greenberg thought that had no idea that the Dolphins had just made a selection. They thought it was San Francisco, even though Roger Goodell clearly said the Miami Dolphins select, but that's neither here nor there. The Titans end up trading back into the first round at number 31 to get Keldrick Falk. Now, maybe they love Keldrick Falk, and so they. But to me, I would go back to, if you really wanted to get an edge, you had Arvell Reese sitting there at number four.
Again,
maybe they don't think there's that much of a difference between Reese and Falk. I don't know. I think Reese is awesome.
Right.
Like, to me, if I wanted to come out of the first round with a receiver and an edge, I'm taking Arvell Reese and then figuring how to get the receiver later. And you may not even have to get that in the first round. You could get that with your second round pick.
Get that later this afternoon or this evening, right.
Like, I just, it's weird to me to pass on Arvell Reese and then give up stuff to come back into the first round to get an edge.
And we routinely find these teams in the same position every year, top 10, making decisions, trying to improve their football team, but somehow or another they miss.
One of those teams that generally has that issue is the Jets, but I thought the Jets knocked it out of the park.
They did some good stuff last night, yeah.
You get David Bailey, awesome pass rusher. They go get Kenyon Sadiq, who is could be a special tight end. I mean, he's a tight end, like he's more of a wide receiver just about, but he plays the tight end
position. More modern tight end.
Yes, exactly. You're not going to ask him to line up in tight and block a whole bunch. He's going to line up in the slot. He's a downfield weapon.
Right.
And then they go get Omar Cooper Jr., who is a very good wide receiver as well. Like, they got two great offensive weapons and probably the best pass rusher in the draft. So, like, for the Jets, I thought fantastic day one.
Especially the way that their season went. The only thing they could do was really look up.
Exactly. It's been a long time, and they still need more.
They still need those
three guys, but that, I think, was three. I mean, they got three great college football players.
Yeah.
Like, if it doesn't work, you can't fault anything they did. They got three guys who were unbelievably productive college football players.
And let's get them on the field. Let's get them in the system. Let's work.
Couple of other things. The last pick of the first round is Jadarian Price. So both Notre Dame picks go in the first round, or both Notre Dame running backs do go in the first round. Now, when I asked my trivia question on Tuesday, it was the last time that there were more running backs drafted in the first round than quarterbacks. And I said, I don't think it would happen this year. It could happen, though, if Ty Simpson were to drop out of the first round and Price gets into the first round. Well, Price did get in the first round. Simpson did not drop out. So you had two of each. But both Notre Dame running backs do end up going in round one. The other thing that I thought was funny was the back-to-back picks of Caleb Lomu and Peter Woods. It was just because they show they're both at home for their parties. And Lomu, the offensive tackle out of Utah, they show him. He's wearing jean shorts.
Man of comfort, you know.
He's hugging everybody, like, and nobody's dressed up at all. Like, and he's wearing, like, he's literally wearing jorts. And I'm like, hey, whatever. I'm fine with that. I don't care.
I guarantee you it was a cooler Budweiser in the backyard.
Might have been Bush Light. I don't know.
Oh.
Then they go, the next pick is Peter Woods, the defensive tackle from Clemson. And he has got his perfect green suit on, and every other person is dressed in white, so it's all white, and then just this green dot in the middle, this giant green dot, because he's huge. And it was just like watching these two guys go back to back and the different dress codes at their parties was just hilarious to me. One's jean shorts, the other guy is like, they organized everything. You all have to wear white, I'm wearing my green suit. Like, it was just funny to watch the dynamic between those two guys.
And those are the dynamics that we look for as fans. That just make it so fun, you know, because it's their moment, and it's like, have at it with that moment, you know.
Couple of other notes. The Bills ended up making three trades all the way out of the first round. I think maybe they were looking at receiver, and then KC Concepcion got drafted by Cleveland there at 24 right ahead of them, and then they just started trading down, and they get all the way out of the first round. They've got nine picks now over the next 2 days. Jermaine McCoy out of the first round. And apparently it is the medicals. We talked about him yesterday, like he's a special player, great talent.
That's the Tennessee kid,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Ran the great 40 at his pro day after not running at the combine. But apparently that knee, there are teams that are just concerned with that knee. And we'll see. You know, if he stays healthy and that knee works out, somebody's going to get a steal. I mean, he's clearly a first-round talent.
Yeah.
And we'll see how far he slips. I can't imagine it's too much farther. At some point, you just say, listen, now, there may be some teams who have just said, no, he's off of our board because of the knee. But there's got to be some that are like, we're willing to take the chance at some point here later today.
Just didn't want to do it in round one.
Exactly. Don't want to do it in round one. But, boy, and again, we would expect that Jake Golday, the former Arlington High School star, is at Cincinnati. He should get drafted tonight. We'll see if it's second round or if it's third round when he will end up going. The funny thing, too, on the Titans, by the way, I was going yesterday. I was talking about some of the odds. So for the fourth overall pick, last night, you had all of these guys listed. You could have gotten Carnell Tate at 11-1. If you just saw that vision coming, you could have got 11-1 odds on Carnell Tate.
I'm scared to even bet on draft odds because it's like they can make a fool out of anybody really quick.
They had Love as the favorite to go forth. He obviously was off the board. They had Sonny Styles next, David Bailey after that, but David Bailey was off the board. Then they had Arvell Reese. So they had both Styles and Reese ahead of Tate that you could have taken. But Tate you could have got at 11-1 if you could have seen that coming. If you could have saw the Titans making that move, you could have got 11-1 odds on Tate to be that pick by the Titans. All right, NBA playoffs. Mentioned earlier, Hawks get the win over the Knicks 109-108. Hawks now up 2-1 in that series. CJ McCollum, who's been terrific, and he's doing the Trae Young against the Knicks.
I mean, did you not, when they had the basketball on that last possession, did you not know he was getting the basketball and where he was going with the basketball?
No, there was no doubt. Like, he's going to score. It's that, can the Knicks answer? And then the Knicks get the ball back, and their final possession was a complete and utter train wreck.
They did a great job of ball denial on Jalen Brunson late into the clock to make him force him to go to the no man's land, into the corner.
But that's the thing, like the two possession, like the Hawks get the ball easily to the guy they want to get the ball to, and the Knicks can't get the ball to the guy they want to get the ball to.
Right.
And then the spacing for the Knicks, once, like everybody was all clustered into one spot.
Yeah.
They double-team Brunson. He has nowhere to go. Yeah. He throws away. Just an absolute train wreck of a possession.
Especially when Brunson's seeing nothing but length in front of him. You know, it's like you have to have that spread it out for him. But like I said, they put him in that position. They denied the basketball from him to get him to that point in the clock. And then he goes right into no man's land, which he's tends to do.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the corner or he gets too deep in the paint.
He got on the baseline too, yeah. Like now he's stuck.
He's stuck. You know, he's stuck like Chuck at that point. But Atlanta has played great clutch defense, and especially in games 2 and 3. They responded where the Knicks came with that run late and that flurry that they had late, and Brunson got the big bucket to take the lead. But they stayed the course on their plan.
Jalen Johnson, a big game, 24 points, 10 rebounds for him. McCollum with 23, including the game winner. Kuminga off the bench with another very efficient 21 on 9 of 14 shooting. Brunson at 26, OG Anunoby 29. Cat with 21 and 17. He was fantastic. But Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, he struggled to pass too.
0 points in 20 minutes, and he was a minus 26.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a disaster.
Yeah, he's had the games 2 and games 3 have been very rough for him. Thankfully for them, they've got some, you know, their production back from Deuce McBride. I don't like Deuce McBride getting more shots than Cat, though.
No, that's for sure.
But, you know, and Cat has been great. I think that there's a need for Cat to be more demanding, but he just may not be that guy, you know. But it's needed for that team. I'm not putting a lot of that on Mike Brown because Mike Brown trusts his guys. You know, go do your job. And they're just coming up short right now.
Yeah, you had Bridges with 0 points, and then Josh Hart, 1 for 9, 2 points. Now, Hart, obviously, great defender and does other things, but he goes 1 for 9. So those guys can win a combined 1 for 12 from the field between two of them. Again, Ananobi, and they did, and Robinson was a minus 18 off the bench. Mitchell Robinson's had been having a very positive effect. Yeah. Last night, negative 18 for him.
And didn't play a long time. And this is something else that we talked about just in general across basketball with Tibbs. He wasn't going into the deep into that bench. Right now, Mike Brown's not going too deep into it for long periods anyway, because Jordan Clarkson's not even logging a lot of minutes, and they could use the offense.
Raptors, in what was a close game going into the fourth quarter, end up blowing out Cleveland 126-104. They outscore them 43-23 in the fourth. Raptors shoot 57% from the field, 61% from three. They were 14 of 23 from three-point range. Just an unbelievable offensive performance. Scotty Barnes with 33, R.J. Barrett with 33, Colin Murray-Boyles, the rookie off the bench, with 22. Ingram still didn't do a whole lot. Had 12 points. He was 5 of 9 from the field. But, man, they just shot the lights out.
R.J. Barrett had a fourth quarter that any kid would dream of. In your hometown, your home country, in that case, like we talked about with Tennessee, Grizzlies possibly being Tennessee's team, well, we know that the Raptors are all of Canada. And to do that in his hometown, I think it went for 15, 17 and a quarter, something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was exactly before that was, but yeah, it was
a monster quarter, good deal. It may be their only win, but good deal.
I still think Cleveland wins that series. How much trouble do you think the Knicks are in?
I won't say severe, but it's a problem.
They got to get Bridges figured out.
And they have to answer the bell defensively themselves, too. They have to turn it up a notch on that end of the floor.
Because Atlanta's got good enough defenders to make it difficult, at least, on Brunson. He's got to get more help. I mean, it's got to be Cat. Obviously, you need Cat, but Bridges, Ananobi again had the game last night, but they need help.
And offensively for Atlanta, they're smart enough to stay the course and roll with the guys that they rolled with. Like we said on their last offensive possession, they knew where they were going, who they were going to, where spot on the floor he was going to take the shot.
Except for the Knicks didn't act like they knew that. it's going to McCollum.
It's going to McCollum.
He's doing this.
He's coming right across the middle. He's going to stick it.
Then the nightcap, Minnesota got off to a very quick start. The Nuggets only with 11 points in the first quarter. Outscored 25-11 in the first. They were down big. They lose 113-96. Minnesota up 2-1. Jaden McDaniels backed up his talk. He goes for 20, 9 of 13 shooting, 10 rebounds as well. Ayo Dosunmu off the bench with 25 points. Edwards only had 17, didn't shoot the ball well. Julius Randle, 15 points, but McDaniels was really good, and then Dosunmu was terrific. The two teams were awful from three-point range. Denver, 8 of 32. Minnesota, 9 of 34. Jokic, just 7 of 26 from the field. 27 points, but it took 26 shots to get him. Did have 15 rebounds. Jamal Murray, only 5 of 17 from the field. 0 for 5 from three-point range. Gobert's doing an unbelievable job against Jokic, and if he can do that, and if Murray's not going to shoot well, Denver's in trouble.
That's the thing. This is the way you really have to play Denver. Don't double Jokic. Stay home, play them honest, and if they beat you that way, they beat you that way. Especially if you're Minnesota, when you have the athletes to match up and do everything that you need to do on the defensive end anyway. Like you said, they just weren't making those shots early. It came out, it was out the gate. Dante DiVincenzo is really setting the tone, I think, on the defensive end, just setting everything going. And then, like you mentioned, Rudy has been all world.
Yeah. I mean, if you can guard Jokic with one guy, and that's the thing, and it's what Jaden McDaniels talked about. They're attacking Jokic on the defense end. Like, Dosunmu, just go to the attack. Go to the rim. They're not doing it. They can't stop you.
They have to guard us. They're reluctant to guard us. We're more athletic. We can be more physical, even in spite of Jokic and the whole deal. Right now, they just have the leg up. Tomorrow, what was that? They game three tomorrow night. With them?
Game four is, let's see, I don't know if they're tomorrow or...
I think they got the late game tomorrow.
Yeah, they're the late game tomorrow, yes.
So, yeah, that's going to really tell the tale as to where we're going with this thing. I think it still may go 7, but if it's 3-1 Minnesota, it's trouble.
The Cavs-Raptors are the one from last night. They get the extra day and wait till Sunday. But, yeah, it's, we talked about it before this. I love this series. I think it's a great matchup. Denver's got to figure some things out. Yeah. I did not expect Gobert to have this type of success against Jokic.
And they're just staying within their scheme. Stay home. Everybody stay honest. We're not doubling anybody. We're not going to let
the open shooters come around and get open looks. Everybody stay home.
And we'll also see, I mean, and to be noted, Aaron Gordon did not play. Even though he's listed as probable early, they then downgraded him to questionable, and then he ends up being out with that calf injury. We'll see if he's able to go in game four or not, but they need Aaron Gordon.
Badly.
They need him on both ends.
They need him on both ends. They need his athleticism, and he's pretty much their third playmaker.
Tonight, again, you've got three games on tap with the Celtics at the Sixers, the Lakers at the Rockets, and the Spurs at the Trailblazers. Three game threes. The Celtics 76ers 1-1, Spurs Blazers 1-1, Lakers Rockets are the Lakers up 2-0. The Lakers did upgrade Austin Reeves to questionable for this game. So maybe we see the return of Austin Reeves, which is surprising because he was the one that was supposed to be out longer than Doncic. Like, yeah. He was done, they thought, and he's the one that's questionable. Durant listed as questionable for the Rockets. I mean, he's got to play tonight. You're down 0-2. You have to play.
They need to see Fred Van Fleet be questionable.
Yeah, exactly. Wembanyama listed as questionable for San Antonio. Again, he's got a clear protocol. I don't expect it. We'll see if possibly he's able to go tonight. Joel Embiid upgraded from out to doubtful for Philadelphia. So still not expected to play, but at least that is a good sign that maybe he's getting closer and then maybe he can play at some point in this series.
If they can manage to sneak another win, we may see Joel.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they got to figure out a way to win one of these games at home, make it 2-2, and then see if they can possibly get him back at that point in time. When we come back, it is time for 10 in a row. That's right. It's an early edition of 10 in a row. When we come back, because our 9 o'clock hour is filled up, it's a great prize package. And I think the 10 in a row is pretty easy, especially if you watched the draft last night. 901-360-8255, 901-360-8255. That's the phone number for the Sissy's Log Cabin listener line for you to play 10 in a row, brought to you by Gates Lumber and Napa Cafe. That comes your way next here on Sports 56 Mornings on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Let Bryant Dacus and Brett Norsworthy take you home every afternoon. Sports Time on Sports 56. Weekdays from 3 to 6 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now back to Sports 56 Mornings on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by James Gattis Jewelers.
To reveal the full spectrum of its dazzling color.
Here once again, Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
Welcome back. 8:30 the time. Greg is off today. Eli and Jay with you here in the Family Leisure Studios. As we are rolling right along, coming up in the final hour today, we've got Kelly Stewart. From wagertalk.com, sports gambling expert Kelly in Vegas on Twitter, and you've probably seen her on various media outlets. She'll be joining us talking a little gambling, talking some NBA playoffs and other things. That'll be at 9:05. Then Joe DeLeon, who normally would join us in this time slot, he is going to join us an hour from now at around 9:30 for Joe DeLeon. We'll talk a lot of NFL draft with Joe coming up in about an hour from now. Right now, though, because we've got a packed 9 o'clock hour, it's time for 10 in a row.
Not 5, not 6, not 7, not 8, not 9, but 10 in a row.
It is 10 in a row. It's brought to you by Napa Cafe and Gates Lumber. Gates Lumber has been serving Memphis for over 100 years now. Your home is your biggest investment. Why not make it the best it can be with help from Gates Lumber? From your front door to your windows, custom windows and doors are available at Gates Lumber. All kinds of things that you could possibly need for around the home, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or maybe you're a contractor or a developer, interior designer, architect, remodelers, whatever. The folks at Gates Lumber have the things you need. When it comes to those custom doors, you can see and compare wood, steel, fiberglass options all side by side right there in the showroom. You got a great staff to help you choose the right door for your home and budget as well. Also, again, all your lumber needs, they, of course, got that taken care of. But custom windows, everything you need at Gates Lumber with free estimates, free delivery, competitive pricing, and quality products. You can go see them at 1253 South Bellevue Boulevard or find them online at gateslumber.com. And again, with free delivery, they've been doing it for over 100 years here in Memphis at Gates Lumber. All right. So the winner of 10 in a row today is going to get a $50 gift certificate to Napa Cafe, a $25 gift certificate to the Owner's Box, $20 in Corky's Box, and a couple of Malco movie passes. So lots of delicious food and a couple of movie passes as well. Again, $50 to Napa Cafe, $25 to the Owner's Box, $20 to Corky's, and a couple of Malco movie passes. And here is today's question. Again, if you watched the draft last night, this should be fairly easy. If you paid any attention. Schools with multiple players picked last night. Schools with multiple players picked last night in the first round. I'll give you the name of a college. If they had multiple players drafted last night, it's a yes. If they did not, it is a no. If you get 10 in a row, you are a winner of the great prize package. Schools with multiple players drafted last night. 360-8255, 360-8255, Sissy's Log Cabin listener line to play 10 in a row. Mario's going to lead us off. What's up, Mario?
Hey, what's going on, Eli?
Not much. Here we go. Schools with multiple players drafted last night. Indiana.
No.
Not off to a good start. Next up is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Dan. Here we go. Schools with multiple players drafted last night. Tennessee.
No.
LSU.
No.
Notre Dame.
Yes.
Texas Tech.
No.
Miami.
Yes.
Arizona State.
No.
Not bad, though. Not a bad run. 360-8255, 360-8255 to play 10 in a row. Schools with multiple players drafted last night. Jack is next up. Hello, Jack.
What's going on, Eli?
Not much, buddy. Here we go. Schools with multiple players picked last night. Indiana.
Yes.
Georgia.
No.
Ohio State.
Yes.
USC.
Yeah.
360-8255. 360-8255. We made progress now on both lists. We go back to the Sissy's Log Cabin, the listener lines for David. Hello, David.
How's it going?
Good. Here we go. Schools with multiple players drafted last night. Tennessee.
No.
LSU.
No.
Notre Dame.
Yes.
Texas Tech.
No.
Miami.
Yes.
Arizona State.
Yes.
Florida.
No.
Michigan.
No.
Auburn.
No.
Clemson.
No.
He was rolling. He got in the rhythm of saying no, and he just threw out another no. Oh, so close. So now list number two is sitting there for somebody. If you were paying attention, that is sitting there for you. But Jeff will get a shot at list one first. 360-8255, 360-8255 to play 10 in a row. Do have a couple of open lines. Jeff is
Hey, good next. Morning, guys.
All right, Jeff, we go back to list number one for you. Schools with multiple players drafted last night. Indiana.
Yes.
Georgia.
No.
Ohio State.
Yes.
USC.
No.
Penn State.
No.
Alabama.
Yes.
Utah.
No.
No. Good progress, good run, but not quite enough. So we go back to list number two, 360-8255, 360-8255. We'll see if Brad can get it done. If he was paying attention here, he's got it all laid out for him. Brad, how are you?
Good. I was not paying close enough attention, though.
I like your confidence. Love your confidence here. All right, here we go. Schools with multiple players drafted last night. Tennessee.
No.
LSU.
Yes.
Oh, boy. He was not paying attention. He's correct. He's like the kid in the back of the class. Had his head down on his desk. The teacher called on him, and he's like, what? Huh? She's like, well, Johnny just gave you the answer. And I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention to that. What am I supposed to do? Disappointing, Brad. Got to pay attention. 360-8255. 360-8255. Ryan is next up. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Here we go. Schools with multiple players drafted last night. Indiana.
Yes.
Georgia.
No.
Ohio State.
Yes.
USC.
No.
Penn State.
No.
Alabama.
Yes.
Utah.
Yes.
Texas A&M.
No.
Oregon.
No.
No. Oh, we're getting so close. We are so close on both lists now. One list we've gone all the way through. The other list we've now gone nine deep on. So, I mean, we've got to get a winner here shortly. 360-8255. 360-8255. $50 to Napa Cafe. $25 to the owner's box. $20 to Corky's. Two Malco movie passes. All going to the winner. Let's see if that can be Jim. Hello, Jim.
I wasn't paying good attention on list two, but let's go for it anyway.
Oh, we got another kid sleeping in the back of the class.
Yeah.
You kids these days. Here we go. Tennessee.
No.
LSU.
No.
Notre Dame.
Yes.
Texas Tech.
No.
Miami.
Yes.
Arizona State.
Yes.
Florida.
No.
Michigan.
Yes.
Oh! Oh, no. Not on Michigan. Michigan had zero guys drafted. Zero. Nobody. All right. We continue. We continue to battle to find a winner here. There are a couple of open lines. Marcel is next up. Marcel, what's up?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Here we go. We go back to list one. We got nine deep on this one. Indiana.
Yes.
Georgia.
Yes.
Oh, no. We've regressed. We've completely regressed. We've gone the wrong way. 360-8255. 360-8255 to play 10 in a row. Great prize package on the line. It's been laid out there. Both lists have basically been laid right in front of you. All you got to do, heck, even if you weren't paying attention, if you watched the draft, paid attention to the draft. Let's see here. Oh, a guy who's excited because his team picked number one and got Fernando Mendoza last night. Raider Corey is going to try. He's going to try and make it two wins in 2 days for him and his team. What's up, Corey?
Good morning. I'm ecstatic. The suspense was killing me last night.
Yes, yeah. You were on the edge of your seat wondering if it was Mendoza or not. All right, here we go. Schools with multiple players picked last night. Tennessee? Yes.
No.
LSU?
No.
Notre Dame?
Yes.
Texas Tech.
No.
Miami.
Yes.
Arizona State.
Yes.
Florida.
No.
Michigan.
No.
Auburn.
No.
Clemson.
Yes.
Hey! Hey, it's all coming up Raiders. It's all coming up Raiders. Fernando Mendoza and now Corey. Congratulations, yes. Raider Corey.
Thank you.
Are a winner. Hold on, and Jay will let you know how to get your prizes. There you go. So the only ones we didn't get correct, Oregon, somebody said no, it was a yes. And then if they would have got to the last one on that list, it was a very easy one. It was Ole Miss, which is obviously a no. They had no players drafted last night. So that is 10 in a row. Congratulations to Raider Corey. Brought to you by Gates Lumber and Napa Cafe. Napa Cafe celebrating 28 years of business. 5101 Sanderlin is where you'll find them. It's where you're going to find great food, great atmosphere. Whether it's just a casual night out with some friends or a special night out with a loved one, celebrating a special occasion, whatever type of night. You want great food? They've got great food. And they've got a great atmosphere. Five dining rooms, including that private wine cellar. If you're celebrating a special occasion, that's a great way to do it. You can also take some of their food home. Curbside pickup available, the entire menu. They're open for dinner Wednesday through Saturday, starting at 5 o'clock. Go to NapaCafe.com to make your reservations. Check out the menu. See exactly what you might want. Great steaks, seafood, all kinds of great desserts. Their signature dessert cocktails. Just a great place to go check out. Napa Cafe at 5101 Sanderlin. When you come back, I want to recap some of the things as far as conference breakdown and team breakdown of who was drafted last night in the first round. The SEC's run came to an end last night. We'll talk about that when we come back here on Sports 56 Mornings on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
You have opinions?
I think it's over.
Of course you do.
I don't think it's that simple.
Everyone does.
I got all the answers.
Hit us up on the Sissy's Log Cabin listener line at 360-8255.
Jason Bonham.
Now back to Sports 56 Mornings on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by James Gattis Jewelers.
Don't you just love it?
Here once again, Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
Very superstitious.
8:48, the time in the Family Leisure Studio. So the SEC had had the most first-round draft picks in every draft since 2015. Well, that streak came to an end last night. Big Ten with 10 first-round selections. The SEC was second, barely, with 7. The Big 12 and the ACC each had 6. Then you had the independents, and by independents I mean Notre Dame, with 2. And then the Mountain West Conference with 1. So you only had 1 non-power conference player drafted last night. That was San Diego State with the what's the kid's name from San Diego State that got drafted last night? Can't remember his name, but that was the only non-power conference player selected last night in the first round of the draft. Chris Johnson,
front of the Dolphins.
Went to the Dolphins at 27. But earlier in the week, we had Connor O'Gara on, and I asked him which SEC team will have the most first-round selections. And he said, and we kind of all agreed, it won't be Alabama. Well, lo and behold, Alabama is the only SEC team that had multiple selections. They had 2. Nobody else had more than 1. We said that it might be Tennessee. Tennessee ends up with 0. We thought both of the corners could go. Neither one of them goes in the first round. Again, McCoy was certainly thought to be a first rounder, but the medicals. So they end up not getting a single first round selection at all. I would imagine that both McCoy and Colton Hood come off the board early second round, but none for Tennessee. But the teams, Ohio State led the way with 4. No surprise. And again, they were all, well, they were top 11. Top 11 picks, all 4 of them. Indiana, again, had Mendoza 1. Then you had Cooper, the receiver. They had 2. Notre Dame with both the 2 running backs. Arizona State with 2. Utah with 2. Oregon with 2. Clemson with 2. And then Miami with 3. So you had Ohio State 4, Miami 3. But you'd think those 2 teams were really good last year or something. Shocking development that they had the most draft picks.
I mean, it's only fitting, but then it's really par for the course, though, with the Big Ten, especially in the era that we're in now where money matters.
But you think about it, just like how crazy it is to think that, like, Arizona State and Utah had more picks, first-round picks, than Georgia, than LSU, than, again, every SEC school other than Alabama.
All right.
And they tied with Alabama. It's just amazing to think. But it's, again, it's a different world we live in now in college athletics as far as how they get these players and all of these things with money and everything else. But the Big Ten breaks the SEC streak. The SEC, it's the fewest first-round picks the SEC's had since 2015 as well, with their 7 first-round selections. And again, if they hadn't, they got, they were tied with the Big 12 and the ACC for a long time. And so it could have been that they didn't even beat those two conferences, but you had Falk at 31 out of Auburn. That's what finally got them over the top, because going into that pick, it was the SEC, Big 12, and ACC all tied at 6 picks apiece, which, I mean, normally the SEC has like as many as the Big 12 and the ACC combined in the first
combined
round.
Combined number, right.
Like last year, the SEC had 15 first-round selections. They had 7 this year.
That almost is half the round.
It's crazy to think, but the it is a it's a different world, and the Big Ten certainly go back 10 years ago and say in 2026 draft, Indiana will have more first round draft picks than every SEC school other than Alabama.
Including the number 1 overall.
People would have been like, what in the world are you speaking?
Or smoking, for that matter.
You know, UCF gets a first-round selection. Georgia Tech, a first-round selection. Georgia Tech and Georgia had the same amount of first-round picks. Different world out there. But the SEC's reign with the most first-round picks has come to an end. All right. Did want to get to this quickly. The Memphis Tigers transfer portal. Tylik Weeks had his visit. Cornelius Williams, the big, had his visit. Jaden Reed, the point guard out of Northwestern, he had his visit. So now we're waiting on those three guys. There was one of the experts from On3 that is projecting Jaden Reed to Memphis. That's his crystal ball for Jaden Reed, that he will be Memphis. So Tylik Weeks is the big-time scorer. Cornelius Williams is the big, and Jaden Reed is the point guard. If you look at the needs right now, like that's the three things they need. They got to get a point guard, they still need a scorer, and they need a big. And those three guys would fill all three of those needs. We'll see who they are able to get. I mentioned yesterday that Jerry Deng has the relationship with Tylik Weeks. It goes back to I think they're both from New York. And Tylik Weeks posted on Twitter some pictures from his visit, and he put the little tiger emoji with a question mark, and Jerry Deng replied, "Yup." So Jerry Deng is trying to recruit his buddy, Tylik Weeks. Josh Holloway is expected to make a visit next week. Again, he's the local kid who had the Ja Morant situation. He's expected to visit next week. Curtis Givens III committed to Ohio State. We knew he was leaving, obviously. He is committed to Ohio State, so that's where he will continue his college career. There is an interesting thing going on, though, because Charlie Baker has come out and said he would like that new 5-for-5 rule, 5 years of eligibility, but starting from either your high school graduation or your 19th birthday, whichever comes first, and you've got those 5 years, there's no red shirts, there's no nothing. It's those 5 years. That's your five-year window to play college sports. They're trying to get that passed. He'd like to get that passed in May and put it immediately basically effective. So if you're a fourth-year senior right now that just graduated, you would immediately get another year of eligibility if you fit within the window. Again, if you haven't redshirted anything else, if you've just came out of high school and played 4 years under rules right now, you are out of eligibility. If they pass this and implement it immediately, you would immediately grab another year of eligibility. So now coaches are going, well, what do we do? They're, and Ryan, our buddy Ryan Miller even tweeted, he's like, you got to give us something. You can't let us know what we're doing here.
Right.
We're recruiting right now. We're right. spending our NIL money. If suddenly I've got three seniors that become eligible, well, I don't want to tell them no, but I don't have any money left for them because I spent it because I never thought they were going to be eligible.
And the coaches are not turning down seniors.
That's the thing. Like, so you're like, the coaches are now all like, whoa, hold on, we got to figure things out. Do we, whatever money we have left, do we need to wait and see, or what do we, how do we handle this? And there, Miller was one. There was another coach that came out and said, you can't put this in place for next season. Like, you got to give us a year to prepare for this. So we'll see. But like this could be a whole new wrinkle into the portal. All this money's been spent, and suddenly you have a new wave of players that becomes eligible for another year. And if you're a school out there that still has some budget remaining, you might be able to steal somebody because other schools have already spent it all. So it's a complete mess. We'll see if they get it passed, first of all. And then if they do, will they try and put it in for this season or for basically for next season, but for this recruiting period, or wait a year on that? But it is an absolute mess as far as that is concerned. But to get the Tigers basically right now waiting on three guys who have made their visits, Tylik Weeks, Cornelius Williams, and Jaden Reed, and it looks like Josh Holloway will visit next week. All right, coming up in hour number three, we got a busy hour. It kicks off with Kelly Stewart. Going to talk some gambling, some NBA playoffs, some NFL draft, just a little bit of everything with Kelly coming up to kick off the hour. Then Joe DeLeon, our buddy who joins us each and every Friday, joining us a little later today than he normally does on Fridays. But we'll talk NFL draft with Joe coming up at about 9:30. That's coming your way in hour number three. But before we get to hour number three, I want to tell you about Classic Arms. When it comes to anything in the world of firearms, Classic Arms is the place to go. From home defense guns, rifles, shotguns, handguns, any type of gun, old guns, new guns, used guns, they have it all at Classic Arms. Over 700 firearms in stock. Not only do they sell, but they also buy and they trade. And they've got all the top brand names that you could imagine. Glock, Sig, Colt, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Browning, Beretta, Benelli, they got it all. Guaranteed lowest price in town. Only gun importer in the Mid-South. They will do free gun inspections. They will do free gun appraisals as well. It's all at Classic Arms. All your supplies from ammunition to safes and cases, all of that stuff, they've got that as well. Online, classicarmsofmemphis.com, where you can shop 24/7, or you can visit them 1740 Germantown Parkway, right behind Corky's Barbecue in Cordova, Classic Arms. Hour three coming your way next. Sports 56 Mornings here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Add a little fun to your lunch break. Join Johnny Radio for Sports 56 Happy Hour from 11 to 1 every weekday on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.